And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stiggs.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in the packages. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward Thinkers. White people claps in the building. Woo! Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button a million times for the community to keep growing. Become a thinker today. Anything you would like to add, Vince?
Make sure you send us out. Share with whoever you can share with. Make sure you hit up our engagement. Leave some comments. Just leave what you're thinking about an episode.
Leave.
Yeah.
Not leave, but like, yeah. Not like leave a comment, like legit this time, because a lot of y'all be just liking the videos and just make sure, you know what I'm saying? We ain't the theatrical podcast. Sometimes we get a little real. We get a little, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just tired of y'all not speaking, because how are we going to keep the community growing if y'all not speaking?
That's we need to know y'all niggas in there thinking. What the fuck?
Right. You can be a stripper and be thinking. You can be a pastor and be thinking. Mm-hmm. You can be a heroin addict on opioids and be thinking. Come on, Reese. Shout out to Reese coming back to work.
Yes,
back
sir.
To back. That's the Zordon of our podcast.
The parlay of the podcast.
Y'all go see us move a little fast this episode. We in a rush today.
So we are. This might be like a little short 25 minute
Still episode. Guaranteeing y'all some great ass content, of but course, you know, just spit it up a little.
So just getting into our lives a little bit. I went to Chicago. I was with the Killers. I'm well versed. You know what I mean? I can now go in every, you know, my code switch. I was nervous as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. Like
in Chicago?
Yeah, like I ain't gonna lie. I operated bitch nigga like. I'm not gonna lie. Like it was one of those things where I'm like, I'm not safe. I'm like, this is the only time I felt like not safe when I went to Chicago.
Damn.
Yeah, I could have got my ears clapped together. Remember that?
Under the Vidogs?
Under the Vidogs, like one of those. Nah, it was cool. My LB, he had it was a baby shower and stuff like that. So it was cool, cool vibes and stuff like that, man. How have you been?
Shit been cool. I had a good weekend. It was smooth. I ain't do nothing. I was just in the house, you know, life after not working.
How's that?
It's good. I like my new job. I ain't gonna lie.
Do you have not to be in your personal business, but do you like have like more sex like now that you're like unemployed? And I know like
I mean I've been unemployed for about a week,
so but more so sex it's in that looking, week.
I'm it's sorry looking to be promising. Okay. It's looking promising. Okay. It's looking more promising. I will say that.
Now, like going back to a little bit of the baby shower shit, right? I was seeing it and I was looking at it like it. Not it advances you, but when you see shit like that, it's like, damn, I don't got
I
my
feel
shit
like
together.
It ages you,
yeah,
bro.
Like it's yeah. Just like, damn, like niggas really got families.
It'd be like, I'm still in the streets.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas got families, like they getting proposed, motherfuckers getting proposed to, and I was like, yo, I am so immature. Like I don't know when I'm get that mature to like. Well, I feel like sometimes people when they nutting people are very immature. That's an immature irresponsible.
Most people are.
Yeah, most people are. That's immature. But I feel like that, I was like, damn, like, I don't got no girl. I don't got no baby. You know,
we can't compare ourselves, though, to, like, what other people got going on. Because they're at different stages. And I'd be looking at that, like, you know, I feel like we all be at different stages in life and where we feel like certain shit needs to come in at. Because I'm about to hit 30 pretty soon. Ooh. Within a few years. And so,
you know what? So I was just thinking about that. What? You were saying that you look like you're about to
fuck you. Fuck you. Hey bro, chill the fuck out. But no, I'm about to hit 30 and I was just thinking, I'm like, damn, like ain't it about time to start a family? I'm gonna have I need to have a kid. So by the time I'm 40, that motherfucker could be at least 10. They get 10 years of me or whatever.
Damn, but it's nigga like
but you never know, cuz you never know. The older you get, you know, the least likely shit is supposed to be for you. But it made me be like, damn, I need to, you know, hurry up and have a kid. But then it was like, nigga, you are not in the place where you need to have a kid. And just because people around us are having kids doesn't mean I gotta have one. Yeah. I ain't gotta start my shit right then and there.
I think right now, like, my dating life sucks. So, it's so ass. Mm-hmm. Oh,
damn.
My God.
Is it ass?
My dating life is... Because it's like...
I've seen your dating life though. I feel like before fun. It was ass.
It was ass before. I will say I feel it like was ass before. It's fun now because I'm meeting different women in different places and you know stuff like that. And I do get to travel when it does come to whatever. You know. Let me get my shit together. I'm drinking.
Talking about meeting women in different places, like he ain't cut to a college and meet women from
all over the world. Yeah, like, but like, literally. It's different when they like in the city. You feel me? And you meet them like that. But I was saying, like, it's just like it's really like a How I Met Your Mother. Like, you always think the girl that you meet is not all the time, but you usually think that's the one. You know what I mean? Especially when y'all vibe good and stuff like that. And I'm like, am I searching so hard for the one instead of letting the
one? You gotta let her fall to you, bro.
Yeah,
that's some shit you bump into.
But isn't the guy supposed to chase the girl?
No, I don't feel like.
I think depending on the situation, if the girl is worth the chase. I feel like you should.
If I gotta chase you, you really ain't worth it. Because at that point, I feel like if I'm chasing you, then we are playing games. There's a difference between pursuing and chasing. And I feel like if I gotta chase you, then we're playing games. Well, I do. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I mean by chasing. I mean courting. Chasing is just a slang term. But
it's good.
That's exactly what I mean. It's like courting a woman and pursuing her. That's exactly what I mean.
But I think it's just like lame. Like niggas make courting lame, and it's such a fun time to court. It's like ass that you got to start over. But I think that's the beauty in it. You know what I mean? Like when you are meeting new people, you're supposed to like it's nothing. Like you told me yesterday. All right, I had a little hiccup.
Oh Lord, Jesus,
Taramana,
brace yourself.
That's what it is. This Taramana,
liquid.
I had a hiccup, and I really thought, this is a good. Like, she felt good, And I felt like one of those. She was not the. I wouldn't say the one, but it felt comforting, promising. And it felt it felt promising and stuff like that. And you was like, you told me it was just like it's okay that it fizzled out. You know what I mean? I was a little fucked up about it. Not like super like, oh my God, I lost my bitch. But I'm like, a bitch ain't treated a nigga this good in a long minute. And I'm not saying, like that. But it's just like, when it's hard. It's not hard to come find it to come. What's the word I'm trying to use? It's not hard to find it. I'd say it's not hard to find it, it's but it's rare that it happens, because a lot of people got a lot of the backstories be crazy, and you don't really know, and that's the pain of it. When you go to these different cities, you don't really know the resume for
real. Yeah, at all.
And you don't know what type of person this is, you know what I mean? So I think going in it is hard usually to find the one,
I feel like even picking back off of what Sharice was saying with courting and pursuing or whatever, I think that when you are ready to find the one, there will be certain things that you do as a person, not just as a man, but even as a woman. When you finally feel like, all right, I'm ready for that, you go get your shit together, and there are going to be certain changes that you make within your life. I feel like, at least that's what I did. I made certain changes so I could be ready and prepared for my girl before I even met her. So that way, when I met her, I was already ready for her. I didn't need to have to do too much or have to go through any extra exchanges and shit in order to maintain her or maintain our relationship. It was just I already did some of the work prior to. And so I do think when you're searching for that person, you'll know that you are ready when you start doing things and you start changing certain behaviors and you start preparing for that person. You kind of, I feel like, in a sense, you make room in your life for her or for him, whoever, whatever you into.
You know, it's non-binaries. Like, you know what I mean? It's people who are non-binary.
Oh, my Jesus.
They, them. Don't ever forget about the they, them.
Yeah, whoever.
Speaking of that, just a little segue off of that. We come to the point in time that we are leaving the trans community alone.
Yeah.
Every time we do talk about the trans community,
and not in bad ways.
And not in bad ways.
Anytime we touch on the trans community, our fucking video always
fucks up. Yeah, the audio either fucks up. And it's sometimes, we do be on the side, y'all side. Sometimes we be like, all right, shit fucked up. But it just seems that when we talk about when shit fucked up, it shit fucks up. So that's why we can't really, we can't really have that. So we're giving, not grace to our trans audience, but like, we're just
y'all niggas is off the roster.
Off the roster. If y'all ever feel like Vince and Oz don't talk about us or don't give a fuck, it's not that we don't give a fuck. It's just whoever is behind the camera.
Future us or God don't want us to
don't give a fuck.
What the fuck?
Me and Cerise was talking about this shit, and it was so fucking funny. Because I was down bad a little bit, and not down bad like crazy, but it was just more so like Mr. Beast has a way of like not being in my life. He's worse than a deadbeat dad. Yeah. At this point, because I be needing Mr. Beast more than ever to come with that 10 grand.
Mr. Beast is the fairy godmother that never came into your fucking life.
Like, never. Like, I need him.
I be in Walmart and Target and shit waiting, looking around for this nigga, just waiting to bump into him, and he ain't never in
there. Like, I can't wait to get somebody a free dollar.
listen, nigga, I be like, if I buy this Feastable, you think he about to buy up? I swear to God.
I be just looking. I done followed that nigga on everything.
That's what I'm saying.
I be pulling up. I be motherfucking homeless people be outside the store. I'm giving them money. Like, yeah, like, waiting for it.
Motherfuckers killed me. Like, she's like, how did you know I needed this dollar? Ah, shit, I ain't know what type time you was on, nigga. I give you this dollar every time.
Hey, man, I give you $5. You gonna give me $5,000.
I be watching them videos mad as fuck. Like, why can't that be me? Why is this not my life? Because them niggas be showing up on college campuses in the fucking stores randomly and just being like, yeah, go grab whatever you can, and if it fits in a circle, then
I be needing that. I ain't gonna lie.
Mr. Beast, if I see Mr. Beast, I already got my story ready.
He's like, remind me of Betty.
Oh my god, dog, nigga.
I not was to like, be laughing at nobody's situation, like, but everybody had a sad sob story.
I got it.
Yeah, baddies, already ready. Y'all gotta work on that shit. Like, we know y'all got kids and shit like that, but y'all be saying like, "Oh, I left my kids and I left them with a week worth of food and some shit. I was standing in line for 18 hours. Like, get a fucking take them fucking kids at this fucking point.
Get a fucking break.
Says, I'm going to do anything I can to make sure I get to the bag. Your fucking kid at home, no fucking food or nothing, but you out there in that line for 18 hours.
Like, they start so crying instantly.
And you know.
I must cry too, though.
When you watch baddies, you know when they not finna get chose. Like, I know, like, y'all just giving out flyers at this point. Y'all giving out, like, I auditioned.
She was like, here.
Just yeah, like, go. Here, just get away. Like, y'all, they already got their people. That's what I be feeling like. What you got, Burp? Oh, go ahead. Go and get you slung. Go get you a little sit now.
That lady came up there. She was like, yeah, my house just burnt down last week, and then I'm here and I'm doing. Why the fuck is you here?
Yeah.
This ain't going to get you what you where you need to be.
Like, real live professionals.
She said she owned a facility and she was doing. I said, get the fuck
why
up
are you
out
on
of here.
This? And it's
and
like,
then ended up fighting.
I feel like y'all need to know, like, when y'all do audition for baddies, y'all need to know, like, y'all, like, not strengths and weaknesses, but y'all need to know. Yeah, strengths for sure. Y'all need to know how to fucking fight when y'all go there.
Need to it's come in that bitch already ready to say whatever you
and
gotta
y'all
say.
Know what type of show they on. They know y'all know what type of girl they looking for. They is not looking for no lawyers. They is not looking for no. They might look for a daycare person because you know them young chicks be on the daycare and shit like that. But
some of y'all ain't even show up to that bitch series, bro.
At all.
Why would you show up like?
Hey, that one shitty from Cleveland.
She said, I'm from 38 Projects. She needs that. Don't fuck with that girl. I know she gonna be in there fighting their asses, but yeah. Baddies is our it's our guilty pleasure. I ain't gonna lie.
I hate this is what I want to express to the audience. And we're talking to y'all a lot this time, because once again, hit that comment section and you'll talk to us and we'll talk back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like virtual back shots or audio back shots. It's like, we could be fucking, y'all just need to throw it back. You know what I mean? We're giving you content for comments. Throw it back. That's it. Where the fuck was I?
Baddies.
Boy said throw it back.
Talk about being the
I don't know where the fuck was I at with that baddies part.
I don't fuck it though. Everybody's a good looking crier.
I'm a good looking crier.
No, I've seen that.
I don't think all right, it's elements. Like, I can look real sexy crying, nigga. Real sexy. I'm a sexy ass crier. Like,
what?
Girls, like I feel like if I cried in front of a girl, like she'll throw me some pussy. For sure. Yeah. That's how
okay, sick. Boys in the hood.
Like, that don't mean you're a sexy ass crier. That just means that she was
yeah,
had
that's
sexy
pity
for you.
Pussy.
That's good.
That's worse than having to pay for pussy.
Speaking of family.
Sympathy pussy.
I'm glad that you on your shit today, man.
I be on a motherfucking swivel.
You on your shit. I know you on your shit. I know. You on your shit today, man. We don't even got the fucking board out, nigga.
That's how but it's doing. Up here, mm-hmm, my nigga. Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting in my barber's chair, and he was telling me, he was like, why is paying for pussy so bad? You know what I mean? And he was like, we pay for everything else. If you want a good-ass fucking steak, you're going to pay for that experience. If you want a good whatever in life, or whether a good car, mm-hmm, you're going to pay for these things. So why is it looked down upon to pay for pussy?
Because pussy is free and it's accessible. And it's like, to pay for it is kind of like silly. Unless it's like high maintenance.
A lot of things are accessible, though.
And I will say that. I get that. Unless that shit is already like, she got that shit together. Like, okay, porn star. If she porn star material, yeah, yes. I understand paying for it, but I'm not paying for $35 worth of pussy.
But some people might need that $35 worth of pussy. You know what I mean? Like, I look at it like a not in a parlay type of thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, shit, people put a lot of $10 to make $300. You know what I mean? And it's like he was more so pointing at the fact of if people could pay for pussy more efficiently and shit like that, then a lot of niggas, it wouldn't have been a lot of shit. Like, as in, like, a lot of niggas will think more clear-minded. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not a lot of emotion attached. A lot of niggas be like, I fucked her, now she on my head. If you fucking, you pay your little fees, you fuck, you mm-hmm, go about your day. But we gonna have reward from our sponsors.
I think that's why niggas wanna pay for pussy, because it's easier than to be courting the person, mm-hmm, selling dreams and all that shit. If you can just pay for it and be like, I just wanna fuck and here's the little change, you know, transaction. We fucking and we get it. It's done.
Yeah.
You already knew that was a transaction, so it's really nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, and you pay for what you get.
That's it.
Premium, you get $500.
You get to pick your rental.
Yeah, you pick your rental, literally.
Come on now.
I walked into Avis, I said, hey,
you want premium?
They gave me
a
premium.
You want economy?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
What's economy pussy look like?
Come on now. What that premium pussy look like?
I'm pretty sure that economy pussy is worked through.
What's that full size pussy?
What that two-door look like?
What that luxury pussy look like? Convertible.
Man. I don't knock paying for pussy to an extent.
If I feel like if you had to, like, legit, if you had the choice to pay for pussy, I think you would be, not like me, like, be more content or anything like that, because I'm being respectful. Mm-hmm. You have you're in a relationship and shit. But, like, if you pay for pussy, it'd just be like,
I just don't see how we can make that safer women. Like,
and I thought about that, too.
Because mm-hmm, I just feel like then they would just be, you know, it's already like that in some sense. Yeah. But I just feel like women would definitely be treated a whole lot worse. And
yeah, of course.
I mean, but.
Because they're going to, people aren't going to be looking at them. And when I say people, I really mean men. Men aren't going to be, and it's going to be women.
It's going to be them out.
Motherfuckers is not going to look at them as if they are people. They're going to be looking at them as transactional beings,
but
or
don't
whatever.
We already do that?
But that's how it's supposed to be. No, if you're paying for the pussy, like, it's like an Airbnb. When you leave, you keep that motherfucker clean.
And we see
get
how people abuse the Airbnb system. And you got a pussy, so
rappers. I feel like if you have the money.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like rappers do that all the time. They pay for pussy like all the time.
But they're not paying for regular pussy. They paying for, this is pussy
thing
that's been vouched for, certified pussy.
But that's
certified pre-owned pussy.
Come on now. Come on now. This is that leased pussy.
Yeah, leased pussy. Everybody's got leased.
Yeah, like rappers do it all the time. Like, they pay for pussy, you know, because they're in your city for one night.
But they not paying. The thing is, they paying for pussy, but it's not just the pussy, it's the experience. Because if I'm just paying for, I'm not paying for no regular little prostitute off the street.
They might, though.
No. Niggas is calling up porn stars and escorts and shit. And specific ones. Superhead got her name for a reason. She was in the industry for a reason. Mm-hmm. Not off no, just because she was a motherfucker out on the street. So it's a difference. You have to be on a certain pedestal to get paid for or to get purchased by a rapper, let's say.
I mean, I don't know. If you look good, I feel like a rapper, if they look good and everything like that, they looking right, they only in town for one night, they'll throw a bitch a little 500 and she will fuck. A lot of bitches gonna fuck for free if they got a name. Mm-hmm. But and like he'll throw some little stuff and then be right out.
It is really hard to try to put a price on pussy or to charge for pussy when pussy is still so accessible and it's out there. And it's like, you don't, maybe one nigga has to pay for pussy, but another nigga does not have to pay for pussy. Of course. So that's going to fuck the market up right there. And then, you know.
I mean, nigga, we worked at fast food. We gave people that we like discounts, and we gave people that you got to pay full price. This is how the name of the game is.
Y'all know how y'all did it after a while.
Yeah.
But then it's some motherfuckers who were vegan who, I'm not eating that shit, or I'm not touching, or I don't need to pay for that.
That's true.
Because when I walked up to the wild, I wasn't paying for shit. And so that's what I mean. It's gonna fuck shit up.
That's
because
why you have loyalty members.
You are going to have people who don't got to pay for it.
I was a loyalty member for sure.
I don't know. I think, well, now everybody's looking for the ROI of, if you didn't know what the ROI is, it's the return of investment when they come to courting a woman. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They look for, that's the golden ticket in courting, is some pussy.
But.
And a pussy to a man is very vocal. That is a very vocal point in a lot of men's lives. Like, they, like, I got to get some pussy, then I'll work on whatever I got. If I can pay for pussy and it be on there like some DoorDash and shit, I get my nut off, my mind is clear, I can get a lot of shit done. I already got the pussy for the day.
I wouldn't say that, though, because I feel like, again, in certain cases, you'll have niggas who, if I have the money to fuck, I'm just going to be fucking all day long.
And that might be this prerogative, though.
And the same way that it is with porn, where porn takes over niggas' lives and fucks niggas up, it'll be the same way with pussy. And then also just imagine that within a relationship, in the context of a relationship, you got people who can pay for pussy or dick out there, because dick is going to open up on the market too if pussy is selling. And so then now you, within your relationship, is it okay to go and buy some pussy just because it's out there and it's accessible and you're used to that? You're used to like, oh, if I'm, today has been a rough day, I'm about to go drown in some pussy. You can't do that after arguing with your shorty and then you like, oh, well, I'm about to just go, this is what I'm used to.
I'd still pay for it.
It's would y'all not, sell dick?
What I would sell, I need to start selling
to,
dick.
Yeah, I do need to start selling.
I'm looking for a sugar mama. My girl did. She approved this. So if you out there, I'm 27, you know, nice meat on me. I do some shit.
Now.
I ain't gonna lie.
What's your zodiac? What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Libra.
Come on now, Libra.
I go have some skills. Nah, but for real, I do. Yeah. I need a sugar mama. I'm trying to pay off these student loans. I'm trying to pay off my girl's student loans and shit. She a nurse, so if you trying to, if you a little older and you need to be taken care of, she don't mind helping you out a little bit. And she great for conversation, too. Great ass conversationalist.
Come on,
You know, but I'd be flipping that thing.
I want to ask you a question. And don't take it the wrong way. I want to ask you this fucking question. And I'm being respectful when I ask this question.
Are you? Because I feel like if you got to say you being respectful.
Because I got to give disclaimers.
Because I don't know what he's going to say.
No, I'm going to keep it cute. So, is she allowed to have a sugar daddy?
As long as it ain't no sugar involved. She can send feet pics and everything. Listen, this isn't, the sugar mama thing isn't something, that's for us.
Okay.
That's a us thing. Yeah. It's to take us out the hood. Not, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's a sacrifice I'm making. And then you see we both in it together.
Yeah. But you, when you do the sugar mama thing and then she, the sugar mama asks for sugar, you be like, you got to make it like, I don't really want to do this.
Yeah. Oh, trust me.
You
got
to sell it.
Yeah.
What's the sugar mama bad, though?
Yeah.
Like, was she like a badass?
Then I'm going to, you know, play my role. I shouldn't be doing this.
Sorry. You got to cover your face. Right. Oh my God. Take these off.
We shouldn't be doing this. But nah, it's getting about that time, right?
No, it's actually not, actually.
You sure?
We probably got a little. Yeah, we can wrap it up a little bit.
Damn.
You know. That was such a good short episode.
It was so good.
Such a good
short episode. Let's let the audience.
I forgot. Man. Pass me my cardigan so I can get a little serious a little bit.
What
I mean,
the cardigan.
You know, that's my thing. You know, that's my thing now. Shout out to Terramana. If you're going through a bad time, drink Terramana. New Amsterdam vodka. Distilled 38 times. If you're dealing with an ugly bitch, New Amsterdam vodka. You want to get rid of a baby? Damn, I can't put it on because I got
New Amsterdam vodka. What made you think today was a okay day to wear shorts?
Today was a good ass fucking day.
It was a good ass day. Today was not a warm ass day though.
Today was a warm. It's a nice windy warm day, yeah. Nigga. And I don't got low iron like your bitch ass. Wow. So
whoa.
I stopped eating beef. So I
have low iron too. That's fucking crazy.
I can't put on my fucking cardigan because I got on. But just imagine I put on the fucking cardigan
because you got on the fucking hoodie.
It is that time. It's about that time. Or we get a little serious, and we only probably gonna spend 2-3 minutes on this, not too long. I do want to give y'all a maximum good episode, because this is really a solid episode. Me and Charisse have been a little, a little tea in the cup with a little kiwi.
You know what I'm saying?
But I did want to hop back onto the wave of just dating while you're young. You know what I mean? I think that when you're young, you're dating, especially in your early 20s, do it. You know what I mean? Like, I know everybody's, like, outside, but be outside to actually experience something. Don't be outside just to have a Netflix and chill or just to be in the crib. Like, actually ask a motherfucker to take you out and know your worth. You know what I mean? And I think that's the biggest thing where we got to, like, learn and stop making lame. Like, oh, you courting a bitch. Oh, are you doing this? You know what I mean? Like, you got to really just be accepting of, all right, I really like her. Like, it's okay to like people, you know what I mean? I think that's where our downfall with a lot of things is.
I blame the music. A lot of our, in that 2010 era, and I'm just piggying back off of you, but a lot of that was like a lot of music that I feel like we shouldn't have been listening to or whatever. It didn't even apply to us, but a lot of it was just, oh, relationships don't work, they sad, don't try it, don't do it, don't get your heart broken, don't get invested. I blame Drake a little bit, but I think a lot of us ended up growing up with that mindset of, oh, I'm not going to trust somebody. I'm not going to be vulnerable to somebody. I'm not going to, find love or whatever. And so now we adults and shit, and we kind of still stuck in them childish-ass mindsets and we still out here approaching the world as if we don't give a fuck about other people, their feelings, and what they got going on, because we still, oh, I'm young, and, you know, whatever I do is – yeah, it could be reversed or motherfuckers that grow up out of it, but we are still causing damage to people. I would just say right now, be open to love, be open to whatever. And if you're not open to it, then don't sell dreams as if you are. Don't make people think that you are open to it. If all you want to do is fuck, be open and honest about it. Tell people you just want to fuck right now. It's a lot of people out here who just want to fuck. Stop fucking for feeling, though. I would say stop fucking for feeling. This is
self-destruction, man.
It's unhealthy. Stop fucking for feeling. You're not really feeling anything in that moment. Like, stop fucking for feeling. That's it.
I do want to give a positive message so we can wrap this up. And this is my positive message is more of a note to self. This is just me venting. Not like too crazy or nothing like that. But it's
your truth be heard.
Thank you. I'm done, like, feeling sorry for myself, you know? And I think that is, like, the biggest thing for me. Like, I think the way I'm thinking, like, things are never going to go right, whether it's with a woman, whether it's career, like, those things really fucking take a toll on your decision making. You know what I mean? So I'm, like, I was done, like, yeah, why is this all this bad shit happening to me? Or what? Like, I'm done feeling like that, you know what I mean? Or I'm done having that outlook on life, like, you know what I mean? Instead of looking at it as in a beautiful aspect of, all right, things do happen, but I'm not gonna down myself or make, you know, just what I'm
sitting in self pity,
and self doubt and all that. Like, I'm done with all that shit. You know what I mean? I know who the
choosing
fuck
to
I
be
am.
Hurt.
Yeah, I know who the fuck I am, and I'm not gonna be sorry about the things that I say. I'm a very confident young man. I'm a Sagittarius. I'm 26 years old. Average dick. About average height. Yeah, a lot of shit is average.
Don't fucking look at me for confirmation.
No,
that nigga did say. That nigga said average dick, right? Right? Okay. Come on, dog.
That's my positive message. What's your positive message to get through the week?
I feel like sometimes, like, especially with my other job or my last job, I got to a point where I did not feel like showing up 100% in my position the way that I used to show up. And I feel like sometimes we do that in other places in life, too. We go through something and we don't want to show up 100%, or we feel like we have to stop pouring because wherever we pouring at, it's just not enough or whatever, feel like it may not be enough, start refocusing your cup. If you feel like, okay, where I'm pouring that right here, people not grateful or people are not appreciative enough of it, go back over somewhere else and pour into something else. Because if you, for me, if you are a person who pours, that's just what you need to fucking do. And stopping yourself from being able to do it is only hurting yourself. So find a different avenue, a different lane, a different outlet, whatever you can, and continue to pour.
Therese, with your positive message, the Zordon of the pod, the sponsors for the pod, the New Amsterdam vodka of the pod.
What's my positive message, man? I just say, man, let these.
Why do you do this? Why the fuck do you do this every time? You do this shit every time. I'm gonna stop looking at you.
It's your. I'ma say, man, let these hoes be hoes.
Literally, let these hoes be hoes.
Let these hoes be hoes. Don't let them knock you off your square or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, keep your peace and let these hoes be hoes.
Yeah.
And stop worrying about everything.
And to add on to that, stop having a sucker attack, man. A lot of y'all keep having these sucker attacks, and I had to catch myself. I ain't gonna lie. This look at doing it.
Come on.
But stop having the sucker attack. You know what I mean? Delete that message before you send it. Because, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? At the end of the day, y'all both single. That's all it. I'm saying. And I'm posting.
Ain't nobody reading all them paragraphs.
Ain't nobody reading all that.
Ain't nobody reading that.
She going hard it and she ain't even read half of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or he didn't even read the first sentence.
He just going to say, call me.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. With that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Zordon.
I'm Reese.
Yep. You see, we don't even do that with Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being awkward with us.
See you next week.
Yes, thirsty white people clap. That was-